standing against him and say no to the devil in Jesus' name. If you play around with him, you will soon be his puppet and he will have his hand all up in your life. If you don't resist the devil, if you don't stand against him, if you don't oppose him, it won't be long. He'll have his hand all up in your business. And this morning you say, preacher, why should we resist the devil? I want to give you four reasons why we must resist the devil and who he is this morning. Number one, we must resist the devil because he is a thief of this morning. He is a thief this morning. The Bible says in John chapter number 10 and verse number 10, the thief has come to do nothing but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Hey, but Jesus said that he's come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. This morning, can I say to you that, oh, Satan, he is nothing but a thief. And when he comes lurking around your house, he is looking to kill, he's looking to steal, and he's looking to destroy. You say, preacher, I don't even think about Satan. I don't even worry about Satan. I could care less about Satan. Well, he's probably at your front doorstep this morning. Can I get an amen? You say, as a church, we're not even going to worry about Satan. Well, he's already sitting on a pew somewhere. This morning, we must be aware and we must resist him and we must stand against him every way that we look. This morning, the Bible says, if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter number 13 and verse number 19. I want to show you this about that he is a thief this morning. You say, preacher, do you believe that he'll steal? I know truly that he'll steal. And one thing he'll steal is the Word of God. He'll steal it right out of a person's life. He'll steal it right out of their heart. He'll steal it right out of what God's trying to plant. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 13 and verse number 19, the Bible says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, I'm talking about when they hear the gospel, that they hear that they can't be saved unless they call on the name of the Lord, that there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved than at the name of Jesus. When they hear of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they sit in a service just like this, and they hear a preacher preach just like this, and he says, you must beware, you must resist the devil, hey, because he'll come your way, he'll get all over you. And they say, not me, preacher. I'm not that person. Friends, that's the person that he's looking for this morning. But he says in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 19, talking about sowing, and when one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and he catcheth away that which was sown in his heart, and that is he which receiveth the seed by the wayside. Hey, when they come, he's a thief. He'll try to steal that word of God. Hey, when it's being preached to you or taught to you, he'll try to steal that word. We was at Broken Lives Thursday night, and the men got up and they preached the gospel. They preached the truth. They preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they were men that got saved. Hey, four men gave their life to Jesus, and one old boy, he rededicated his life. And he said his problem was is that he loved to drink and he loved to drug. And I asked that young man, I said, do you know that you're saved? He said, preacher, I'm saved without no doubt. I'm born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. I'm just tripped up. I'm trapped up. He said, I need somebody to pray for me. I said, can I pray for you? He said, I wish you would. And I looked him dead in the eye. I said, hold on just one minute. I want to talk to you before we pray. And Brother Kevin, as I was in that altar and you being my witness, you've seen what happened. I looked that young man right in the eye and I said, if you want to receive this prayer, we'll pray it this morning. Hey, but I'm not going to pray some sissy prayer. I'm not going to pray a wimpy prayer. I'm going to pray that God will move on your life. Are you willing to receive that? Are you willing to accept that? He said, preacher, pray on. And so we got in that altar and we got to praying that God would move on him and the Holy Ghost would whoop him up one side and down the other, that the thief wouldn't take what he wanted at that minute from him, Brother Bradley. And I got to praying for him. And I said, the next time he uses that needle, hey, the next time he tries to open that alcohol, hey, God, I pray you do everything under the sun. Hey, but just don't take his life. I pray that you'd make him so sick. I pray you'd put him under the spout that he get so sick that he don't enjoy it. Hey, be no joy come out of it. Hey, be no fulfillment coming out of it. Hey, be nothing coming out of it. And all he can do is turn to you in that hour of need. I want you to know that young man got to shake it. His temperature went from about 98 to about 200 in a hurry, Brother Joe. Hey, he got to sweating. I'm talking about poor and sweat in that altar, her tears are flowing. And he said, I tell you what, I received that prayer in Jesus' name. He said, that's the first time anybody's ever been honest with me. Friends, I want you to know people are looking for you and me to be honest with them this morning and tell them there's a devil trying to sift them and tell them he's a thief And he's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, what does he do? He steals that word from the heart when they sit in there and they listen to it. Let me give you something else. He's not only a thief, but Satan is a deceiver. I'm calling him out this morning. He ain't only a thief, but he's a deceiver. You know what he wants to do to everybody in this room? He wants to deceive you. I've heard Brother Brad say at one time, 100, he'll let you sit in church all you want to as long as you'll die and go to hell. He'll let you do anything you want to do and put your name on any kind of Christianity that you want to, but he don't want the blood applied to your life. He don't want you to do that. He'll let you sit there as long as you want to because he is the great deceiver this morning. You say, do you got scripture to back that up? Look with me in Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 9, if you will. I'm talking about he is a thief. Do you know how many families he's destroyed? Do you know how many churches that he has destroyed? Do you know how many Brother Roy, people of God, that he has destroyed and ruined their testimony because he's a thief? He's looking to steal, kill, and destroy because he deceives them. He deceives them, my friend. Revelation 12, 9. I'm talking about he's not only a thief, but he's a deceiver. Revelation 12, 9, the Bible says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent. He said that old snake was cast out. Called the devil. Our text clearly said, resist the devil. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. He's amongst us today. He's a thief, and he is a deceiver. He is trying to deceive men and women, even in this congregation today. He's trying to deceive us everywhere we go. He is trying to deceive everything under the sun. And the other night at Broken Lives, as we got ready to leave, there was a young man walked up to us, and we were sitting there talking to him, and we was telling him about the plan of salvation. And his exact words was, I believe in God. He said, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe that a man had died on a cross, was buried and put in a tomb, and rose again the third day. He said, I don't believe that. You know what was going on, Brother Flippo? How Satan was deceiving him. He was deceiving the word that he heard that you could be born again by the blood of Jesus. He said, will y'all please pray for me? Hey, brother, I had his hand like this right here. I mean, we was locked up in the Holy Ghost. You hear me? Hey, and I was telling him, he said, will you please pray for me? Pray that my family gets right. Pray that I get a car and I get a job and I get all this. And I looked him dead in the eye and I said, I will not pray that for you. That's not important. Right now, the most important thing in your life is that God gives you enough faith and enough grace to call on His name and you be saved in the name of Jesus. He said, I don't believe it. I don't believe it a bit. He said, preacher, what did y'all do? We left him just in the state that he was in and walked out. Except the Spirit draweth, a man cannot be saved. You know what Satan's wanting to do? He's wanting to steal from you and he's wanting to deceive you. He's wanting to tell you you got plenty of time. Just give it time. You got plenty of time. Time is short. Can I say that? Time is short. He said the devil, that old Satan, was kicked out of heaven and he's in the earth today. And he's amongst us today. You wonder why, Christian, your life is going the way it is and things are coming against you? Because we got an adversary. And it's the devil. And he's on every corner. And I know this morning you may not have come to hear this. You may have come to hear some good something. But this is good as it gets to me. To let me know who my enemy is. To let me know who I'm fighting against. How will I know how to stand? How will I know how to fight if I don't know who I'm fighting against? I'm not fighting against Kevin McDaniel. I'm not fighting against Kim McDaniel. I'm not fighting against Jay and Savannah. I'm not fighting against y'all. My fight ain't against y'all. My fight is against Satan this morning. And I'm not going to use all my bullets on y'all. I'm going to use them on Satan. Amen. Let me show you. Oh, glory to God. Let me tell you this morning, man. He said he's a thief. Said he's a deceiver. And thirdly, he's a liar. And he's a murderer. He's a liar and he's a murderer this morning. Look with me, if you will, to John chapter number 8 in verse number 4. Don't worry about TJ. He'll be all right. Amen. Hey, TJ was there yesterday. He'll be all right. He's going to make it. Amen. He's going to make it. He's going to make it. He's going to make it. John 8, 44. Oh, here's what the Bible says. Ye are of your father, the devil. Get this morning. He said he's a liar and he's a murderer. He said, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. Satan will never tell you the truth. He may give you a little truth, but he's going to end in a lie. You ever had somebody tell you something? They tell you enough to get you hooked in and they lie to you? They're still a liar even if they tell a little bit of truth. Ye are of the father of the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. You say, preacher, what is it? He's a master liar. Satan is a master liar. He's a master thief. He's a master deceiver, and he's a master liar. He loves to lie to you. He loves to do wrong. He don't do right. Listen to me this morning. It's my heart's desire to tell you. He's looking to kill you. He's looking to destroy your family, destroy your home, and to destroy this church. And we need to get on our knees before Almighty God and pray to Him. And say, God, help us. Pray to our Father which is in heaven. Now, he'd move. He said, preacher, you act like you're serious about it. I'm dead serious this morning. I'm talking to some daddy in here this morning that you've been lied to. Things have been stolen from your life. Oh, Satan's been a thief. He's been a liar. He's been a murderer. He's tried to destroy everything you've had. You said, preacher, will he ever quit? No, that's what he does. And this morning, I want you to know that if you'll resist him, running from him ain't going to do you a bit of good. Running from him ain't going to do you a bit of good. Man, Satan had me one time in my life, I'm telling you, wrapped down and bound down. I'm talking about in a bad way, Brother Smith. I just got out of jail, and I did not want to face the world at all. I did not want to see nobody. I didn't want to look at nobody. And you know what Satan told me? He said, everybody against you. The church is against you. Don't you go nowhere near that place. Don't you get in it. Don't you get in it. And I was lost, and he was right. Man, in my spirit, I felt that way. In my spirit, I felt that way. He was lying to me. He was stealing from me. He wanted me to kill myself. You know who in here this morning, he's gave you that thought, you'd be better off dead. Don't you listen to that. God's given you life, and he's given you more abundantly. Don't you listen to that. That's some straight from the pits of hell. Man, life is good because God is life. Man, I laid in that bed. My wife would come in there trying to get me up. I wouldn't get up. My mama come in there trying to get me up. I wouldn't get up. All I want to do, Brother Hush, is die. I wanted to just die. I wanted to quit. And I got a little aunt. She's about 4'6". She's not my mama. She ain't tall as nothing, amen? But you know something about them Stanfords, Brother Travis? They got a backbone, I'm telling you, something like a railroad tie. You hear me? They won't budge and they won't move. I laid in that bed for days, covered up. Wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink. Get up and use the bathroom, all I'd do. I wouldn't resist him. I wouldn't push him back. All I was doing was laying there with him. One morning, I laid there in that bed, Brother Joel Scott. I'm telling you honest God truth. My wife's my witness, and my mama, everybody can tell you. I laid in that bed. I lay in there, son, in my old pity party. The devil done told me I was a liar. He done laid everything to my charge, and he was right about every bit of it. But God said, hey, what he's meant for evil, I'm going to make for good. And my little 4'6", 4'7", man, your 4'6", 4'7", man, she come in there, and she crawled right up in that bed right beside me. I'm talking about like this, but Tony. And she said, you going to get up in this bed? I said, no, I ain't. She said, you getting up in this bed? I said, no, I ain't. She said, I don't have to work this week. I've done took off. We're going to lay here as long as we got to. I said, I don't want you in this bed. I don't want you laying here in this mess with me. And she said, I don't want you laying in it neither. She said, you're getting up from where you're at. You're getting up. No devil, he's a liar. You're better than this. You can come out of this. You get up from where you're at. You get up from there. You get up from there. I'm telling somebody this morning, get up from where you're at. It's better than where you're at right now. It's better than where you're at right now. Man, God saved you. It's better than where you're at right now. Man, I tell you what, we sit there for hours. I'm stubborn-headed too, Brother Smith. And eventually I realized she ain't giving up. She ain't giving in. I got up and I said, she said, in the morning you're going to be at church. I said, I ain't going to church. She said, I'm coming getting back in that bed again if you don't get up and go to church. That next morning I got up and got my clothes. Brandy said, what are you doing? I said, she's coming back if I don't be at church. I wonder if you got anybody like that in your family. I'm talking about I got a backbone enough to tell you, you're going to church. I don't want to go. I don't like to go. I don't need to go. Yeah, you do. You're getting up and you go. There are too many kids running to home and telling mom and daddy what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and where they're going to go. Where the daddy and the mama want to have a backbone to stand up and say, no, this is what we're going to do. And you let Satan be that liar, that deceiver, and that murderer. Say, preacher, you act like you've seen something this week. Man, I told you I had a life application. Man, I tell you what, for 3 weeks, I've been hunting this bad boy. For 3 weeks. Pop me a picture up, Brother Dylan. For 3 weeks, I've been hunting this bad boy. Listen to me. For 3 weeks, y'all think, oh, this is crazy. Don't listen. Listen, this is on my property. This is on my land. This is where my kids play. This is where my wife is. This is where my family is. This is where the people I love is. And he's there all the time, sticking his nose where it don't belong. And every time I go to kill this snake, that's got 12 rattlers on it. And every time I go to kill, that's my side by side. That's the wheel. I got up on him. I rode right up on him, Brother Kevin, but I had nothing to kill him with. He was sitting there rattling, going crazy, but I didn't have nothing. And I couldn't get off. I had Ryder and Kaylee, what do you do? What do you do? I was unprepared to take care of the problem. I was unprepared to take care of this problem. So that week, I had to let him go. I backed off and I said, you're just like Satan, oh snake. You're just like Satan. You know I'm unprepared. You know I ain't prayed up. You know I ain't where I need to be. And here you are slithering around where you don't belong. He'll slither around this church where it don't belong. You listen to me this morning. And man, I tell you what, I didn't want to back off that thing for nothing. I was beating him. He just, right in my face. You know what Genesis 3:1 says? That the devil is subtle. You know what subtle means? You don't know. You don't know where he is, what he's going to do. You can't put your finger on him. You can't understand him. All you know, he's dangerous and he's out to get you. Hang on, keep that picture up. Let me show you this. You don't leave the lights just like they are. I want somebody to get this. Here's what the Bible says, that he's a thief, he's a deceiver, he's a murderer, and he is subtle. Genesis 3:1 says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, this is what Satan said unto Eve. Yeah, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? It means he is more cunning, crafty, or he knows how to get a hold of us. Ephesians 4:27, the Bible says, neither give place to the devil. So for 3 weeks, I've seen him 4 times in the road. He ain't scared of me. He ain't worried about me. He's killing things in that community. He's having a heyday doing what he wants to do. Does that sound like anything you know about? The world we live in? Oh, Satan, that sly snake. That's what he called it, a serpent when you read your Bible, a snake. He's more cunning. He's more lying. He's more deceiving. He's out to kill and to steal and destroy. And yesterday morning we got up and Brandy's going to clean the house. Praise God. Amen. She said, you get right or I'm going to clean the house. Praise God. Give him to me. We going down to the creek. He got him a pair of slides to go on there. His creek slides. He got them on at church this morning. Can't get them off the kid. He puts them on. We go into the creek. You know when we going out to church? We got to go to the creek. I loaded up in the side by side, and I loaded up Kaylee. I loaded up, and before I went, I said, hey, I need to get my gun. I've done seen him too many times. I need to be prepared. I need to be prepared. This morning, I'm talking to somebody that ain't prepared when that snake comes to your family, comes to your door, comes to your wall, comes to your wife, husband. Comes to your husband, wife. Comes to your children's mom and daddy. You ain't prepared, and you ain't ready. When it comes to your church, Brother Les, and we need to be prepared. So yesterday morning, put the other slide on. Let me explain to y'all Detroit terms. That thumb, let's start with the thumb. The thumb is TJ, just walked to the altar. I had my gun, I didn't know he was on the front porch. Can I get a witness? And I went to unloading on that bad boy. TJ come running down the road, what in the world is going on? And I explained to him how I've been searching and looking diligently to take care of my problem on that road. I wonder who in here this morning knows you've got a problem, but you've been avoiding it. You've not resisted it. You've not took it head on. You've been trying to resist it your whole life. Maybe it's a physical problem. Maybe it's a mental problem. Maybe, I don't know what the problem is, but you've got a problem this morning, and instead of meeting it head on, you're trying to run from it. He said, resist it, and it'll flee. That's his thumb. That's his knife. That's the snake's head away from the body. He will not come back. Cut off. You know what David did to Goliath after he slew him? Cut his head off. He said, preacher, what are you going to do if you go down that road today and there's another one? He's getting shot again. His head's getting cut off again, TJ. 12 rattlers right there of a rattlesnake. Dangerous. Willing to kill. willing to lie and say, I'm not dangerous, laid there, pretty as you can see, about 5.5 foot long, laying across the road, big as my arm, pretty as you ever seen. He would deceive you when you looked at him. You'd think he was a log or a stick laying across the road till you got right up on him. When you got out in the woods, you couldn't see not one thing about him. He blended completely in. You had to look for him after we shot him and he went off in the woods. You had to keep looking to see him because you couldn't see him. Why? Because he was subtle. You couldn't tell him he was with it. He could slide around and get around. He would just slide here and slide there. When we got him out and he was shot to death, he was still moving. He was still trying to bite us and lunge at us. Can I say to you, until Satan is put into hell, until he's bound up and put in hell and thrown in the lake of fire, he will always try to lunge at you. He will always try to bite you. And he'll always rattle at your door. So I'm asking somebody this morning, who's going to cut the head off their snake? Who's got enough backbone to look it down, look it in the face and say, I want you? Satan does that to you and your family. He does it to every person in this church. And I wonder this morning who's got enough backbone to say, I know he's going to be there and I'm going to be prepared. I shot probably 9 times out of one gun, 9 out of the other. Hey, 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 but he is dead. You think I'm going to shoot one time and go down there and play with him? You're going to get your tail bit. Y'all understood that word. You're going to get your tail bit. That's why I tell Katie, get back, go put Baylor at home. He's going to get his tail bit if he don't get away from this snake. And as your pastor this morning, you may not like that word, but it's a clean word. We all got one. We all got one. And if you don't get your tail back from Satan and start living like you're supposed to, you're going to get bit. And it's going to kill you. He's rattled the whole time, giving me warning to get away. But you know what? I wasn't getting away that time, Brother Austin. I was there to mean business. Now, I'm talking to somebody this morning. I'm going to slow it down. What happens when you come home to a bear every night? You hear him? When TJ come running down that road, and he come running to where I was at, it wasn't as a pastor. It wasn't as nothing. It was just as two men willing to take care of a problem that was in our face. This morning, I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you resisting the devil, or have you felt under his temptation and under his hand? If you're under his hand this morning, he's lied to you. He's deceived you. He's out to murder you. And he is so subtle how he does it. I had him under the tire of the side-by-side. Couldn't do nothing with him. Until you get serious to take care of it, you say, well, I'm going to let the Lord handle it. The Lord will handle. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I know what the Bible says. But listen to me now. Listen to me. Now, some of you are going to take this and go the wrong way with it. Somebody is going to take it and go the wrong way. You're going to say, Brother BJ, listen. There's sometimes you're going to put your hand to the problem too. You can't sit there and just say, if you got the food laid in front of you, food's there. All you got to do is eat. You can't say, the Lord's going to put it in my mouth. You got to pick up your fork and eat it. The problem's in front of you. You just can't pray, Lord, take this problem, and you go back to the problem every day and keep back in it. There's got to be a time you say, I understand, and I'm going to do my part. You remember Joshua at Jericho? He defeated Jericho. Then they went to the little city called Ai. And he didn't pray. He didn't do nothing. He said, hey, we defeated Jericho. We'll take Ai. We don't even need this to be men. Y'all take a break. Go eat your ham sandwich. Get you a soda pop. Take it easy. Get you a little zuzu and wham wham. Eat you something good. We got this, boys. And they went in there and they got it handed to them. They got beat. Look in there. Look over in Joshua chapter number 7. They got beat. Brother Nate, they got beat because, and a lot of time in the ministry, we get beat because we think, we got this. We don't need God. We'll get up there and sing. We'll get up there and preach. We got this. We do it all the time. And we get it handed to us. And he got on his knees and he got to praying, Brother Kevin. And he said, Lord God, help me. And God said, get up. There ain't no need to pray. Joshua stopped. He said, get up. He said, you know where the problem is. Go take care of it. That's what he told Joshua. Y'all know who Joshua proceeded after, don't you? Moses. Mighty man. Mighty man. He was chosen to lead. Mighty man. But he had to put his hand to it. This morning, I want to know who in the world has got something in their life that you got to cut the head off. When me and TJ took that picture, I had his head cut off, laid beside his body. Oh, I said, turn that tail around so he can see his tail. You know how many times he shows me mine? I said, let's turn that tail around there so he can see it. Folks, this morning I got something greater than that knife that he's got in his hand. And it's the Word of God. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. This morning, if you've got a problem, why not come to this altar? Why not get in this altar and get it right? He said, preacher, are you sure that Satan's like that? I promise you he's like that. Seeking whom he may devour. Whatever's going on in your life, it's not time to cut the head off of it. So, preacher, why was you so concerned about that snake? Brother Jared, it was right where my kids played. Right where my kids played. And all of our kids got bone. So many snakes on them. We let them play with them every day. And they're getting bit every day. They're getting torn up in porn. They can't look nowhere else. It's all over their phones. Getting tore slap up. They look at it at night. They look at it while you're asleep. Look at it on the way to school. Not only is a snake, it comes in all different forms. Whatever the problem is, cut the head off of it. That you can have a peace that passes all understanding. Father, I do love you. Thank you that 4 to 5 weeks ago, this sermon was started stirring in my heart. And Lord, yesterday at 9 o'clock, with the help of Brother TJ, by the help of him, Lord, you was able to bring this sermon to pass in my life that I seen exactly what the old snake would do. And Lord, this morning I've called him out, and I know I have, and I know he's madder than an old wet hen. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over my life. I plead the blood of Jesus over my wife. I plead it over my two kids. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this church family that just heard this word. Lord, right now, I will not be a preacher that sits down and shuts up. I'm going to stand up and shout it from the mountaintop that we got an enemy and his name is Satan. So, Father, I pray right now, you defeated him on the cross of Calvary. You defeated him in my life on August the 27th, 2007. And you still have the same power to defeat him today. And Lord, I pray you do that in the name of Jesus. In somebody's life, set the captive free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I ask you to stand.